Hundreds of bell towers will ring this spring at college graduations, but Quasimodo isn't pulling the ropes anymore. The bell chimes are usually recordings. That's not the case at the University of Kansas in Lawrence, though. It's one of just a handful of places in the U.S. that offers a carillon class. Reporting for KCUR, Don Fallick climbed the 80 stairs to find out who's making the music for the class of 2014.
Music professor Elizabeth Burgout sits underneath the 53 bells of the carillon, hidden in a small square room at the top of the campanile. Student voices waft through the windows until she starts to play. She's dwarfed by the massive instrument, which reaches to the ceiling. To ring the bells, she has to pound her fists and flail her feet on the carillon's three layers of broomstick handle pedals.
That's a workout.
It sure is. The arms are going, the feet. That's one of the things that interests me about the carillon. It just looked fascinating.
Burgout has been KU's carillon master since 2000. She only takes six students a semester, and her class for fall is almost full. Incoming graduate student Amanda Schultz is finishing her first carillon class this spring. As she and the whole campus found out, it's not an easy instrument to play, particularly when you make a mistake and everyone can hear. Schultz played the piano for years, but remembered the bells from childhood visits.
When I was little, my grandparents used to bring me up to campus to listen to the bells and walk around Potter's Lake. And so I've kind of grown up hearing the bells, and I never knew that there was an actual instrument up here until a friend of mine took this class and I got a tour. And then I became interested in learning the carillon for myself.
Schultz says she likes playing songs that people will recognize.
Oh, the other day I was up here playing A Whole New World from Aladdin, and I had the windows open so I could hear what I was playing. And right after I was finished, I could hear people down on the ground applauding. So that was pretty fun.
The bells that chime every quarter hour are automatically set. But a few times a week, Professor Burgout plays a larger selection.
I worked with a student organization to do a Name That Tune from the carillon. And we were working through the decades, so we played things like Mbop and Time After Time with Cyndi Lauper.
Although students won't walk under the bell tower because of the superstition that once they do, they'll never graduate, the chimes are a big part of campus life.
I love it. It's just a great time to provide music for other people who are listening, but to enjoy myself while playing the bells and giving sort of a sound background to campus. Even if people aren't aware of what they're hearing the carillon, and it's part of their memories here at KU.
This weekend, the class of 2014 will finally cross under the bells and accept their diploma. Burgout will accompany them from her tower, performing the school's alma mater, Crimson and Blue, as they march down the hill and into the real world. For KCUR News, I'm Dawn Fallick.
Dawn Fallick is a visiting professor of journalism at KU.